USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Attorney General William Barr is resigning from his position. President Trump made the announcement Monday saying that Barr's last day with the Department of Justice will be December 23rd. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become Acting Attorney General after Barr's departure. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker believes Barr has performed exemplary service to his country. He tells Fox News that despite President Trump's frustrations at times, Barr stuck to DOJ policy.
Bill Barr has a career of exemplary public service dating back to the 70s in the CIA and then the Department of Justice. And so I think, you know, Bill Barr is an extraordinary person and has served his country well. Obviously, the president was frustrated at times that he didn't publicly announce certain aspects of investigations. But, you know, that's consistent with DOJ policy at the same time.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
The first doses of coronavirus vaccine in the United States were administered on Monday as shipments of shots were delivered to hospitals across the country. And later this week, the Food and Drug Administration will meet to decide whether to give the go-ahead to a second COVID vaccine. The chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed has called the vaccines amazing achievements of a private-public partnership. Dr. Manceslawi told CBS News that he hopes that the fruitful partnership will continue.
It's an amazing day, extraordinary achievement by thousands and thousands of people at Pfizer, at BioNTech, in the operation. Amazing partnership between the academic science, the basic science and research that's funded mostly by taxpayer money, the ecosystem of biotechnology companies and pharmaceutical industry, and the U.S. government, particularly HHS Department and the Department of Defense.
More than 100 sites received vaccines Monday, with more deliveries scheduled later this week. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Electors in all 50 states met Monday to cast their votes for the Electoral College. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President-elect Joe Biden officially reached 270 Electoral College votes on Monday, Rich Fitzgerald announcing the results of voting in Pennsylvania.
The electors of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania have cast 20 votes for the Honorable Joseph R. Biden for President of the United States and 20 votes for the Honorable Kamala D. Harris for Vice President.
Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs announcing the results in the Grand Canyon state.
The people of Arizona selected Joseph Biden and Kamala Harris, and the electors will cast their votes accordingly by signing the certificates of vote.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Pac-12 Conference announced Monday that it would make a change to its football championship game. Oregon will replace Washington as the North Division representative in Friday's game against USC. The conference said that the Huskies would not have enough scholarship players cleared in time to play the game. Washington head coach Jimmy Lake said that the team's entire offensive line is in quarantine for either testing positive or contact tracing. The Huskies are expected to be able to play in a bowl game should they receive an invite. And on Monday Night Football, Justin Tucker kicked a 55-yard field goal with 5 seconds to play as the Baltimore Ravens beat the Cleveland Browns 47-42. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.